Alaska's inmates currently in a private prison in the lower 48 will be a little closer to the state by the end of the year. The Department of Corrections has decided to move prisoners from a leased facility in Arizona to a newly constructed facility it's leasing in Colorado. The department's Deputy Commissioner for Operations, Sam Edwards, says the new prison, owned by the Texas-based Cornell Companies, will save the state between $4 to $6 a day for each of the approximately 800 men lodged there. But Edwards says the department had an even more important reason to go to the Colorado facility.
We wanted, if we could, to be either the sole contractor in an institution or at least the primary. And the reason for that is less shared resources, whether it's recreation or program space or staff time, all that. That was a consideration for us.
The Hudson, Colorado prison has total housing for 1,250 inmates, and Alaska has guaranteed payment for at least 800 and possibly as many as 1,000 men for the next 3 years until the Goose Creek Correctional Center opens in the Mat-Su area. The total cost will be about $22 million per year. Edwards says the Cornell contract will keep the same services in place now, but will have more emphasis on preparing people for re-entry into society when they complete their sentences. The Hudson prison is still under construction, but the company says it plans to finish work during the next 3 months. Edwards says the department has not confirmed any transportation plans yet.
What we're looking at, a tentative time period, is that we would begin moving toward the end of November, and we would hope to be completely moved before Christmas.
Edwards said the state had a big response from prison owners when the project went out for bid.